The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he thought he was just stopping by his girlfriend's house to make amends, but something in the basement seemed to have other plans.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. And if you would like to share your real ghost story with us, we would love it. Call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Remember the premium subscriber deal if you want to do that. No commercials, advance episodes, and access to the archive. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon, I had a question for you because the other day we were talking about my lawnmower, and I have the bad lawnmower karma. And
you do.
And I had to send the lawnmower back for them to fix it. And then they brought it back and it's still running like shit. And my question is, do you just go, okay, that's enough. I'm done wasting money with these people and blast them on different reviews? Or do you give them another chance? Or what do you do? Like, I think I'm going to reach out, I think, and be like, okay, it is cutting my grass. It is. It sounds like it could die at any moment. Like, it's to the point, I think my neighbor guy would come over and goes, your lawnmower okay? Not really. It's not really nope. Okay. So I don't know. I'm like, I hate giving people crappy reviews on social media or any place. Or I just hate giving crappy reviews.
And I mean, you could just continue it through life and not do that. You know, I mean, there's always that option. But the other thing is, it's kind of nice to let people know when, you know, a company isn't following up, you know, or doing, you know, like giving poor service or whatever.
Do other people have good experiences? And is it just my bad lawnmower karma, which is preventing me from getting a properly working lawnmower?
Well, and
I've been dealing with this for years.
How much money do you want to spend? Do you want to throw, like, are you throwing good money after bad?
I'm at $520 now.
On this end of it.
Yeah, on this one time. Because when they took it back, I got charged another $95.
Right. See, they didn't even fix that for free.
Mm-mm. They said, well, we didn't charge you labor. And I'm like, how did you miss that?
It's like you send it back and then they're like, oh, wait, now we reevaluated it and we never charged you enough to begin with.
Oh, we reevaluated it and we didn't fix one thing we should have fixed in that. Sorry that it was such a hassle, but now it's going to be more money.
Oh, thanks for reminding us.
It was funny because when I called one time, the guy's like, yeah, it was smoking. Because I said, you know, it's smoke is coming out of my lawnmower. And he goes, yeah, it was doing that when you brought it in. Well, it shouldn't be doing that when I come. Like, it's okay to send it back like that? I took it in for repairs. If it was smoking, which I don't think it was.
Like, I have a barometer for engines, right? And if they're smoking, I say bad, right? Like, that is kind of where I go. I draw the line. Like, if I was going to buy a car and it was smoking, I go, no, that right there.
It is not smoking now. It's not. Mm-hmm. And it did mow my yard, but it just sounds like shit. And so is it going to be able to last for a while?
It should, you know, something is wrong when it sounds bad. It just is. There's something that's not right.
And I've told them, I'm like, hey, I know how this lawnmower should function. Like, I've had it at it. When it really mows my yard great and it sounds mm-hmm. great and it was sounding great before whatever happened went wrong. I don't know because it happened when my neighbor was using it. So I don't know what happened. But so something went wrong. I have no idea. And I'm willing to pay them good money to fix it, but it's not fixed.
Yeah.
So now I got to call them again and be like, do you want to come look at it or what? So just bad karma. Oh, it's me and the freaking lawnmower.
Well, it's not going to win any lawnmower races. That's for sure.
Oh, it's not. Because that's another thing. It has a speed on there because it's a rider. So it has speed and it doesn't go near as fast as it used to.
Yes.
So I'm not even going to win lawnmower races. I can't because it doesn't go as fast.
Now, something's wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going. It's definitely going.
Womp, womp, womp. Anyways, well, let's talk about ghosts. So here is a story from Jason, and it says, last week I had one of those nights, the kind where you try to explain it to someone afterward and halfway through you realize you sound like a lunatic. I think we have all been there when it comes to paranormal stories. It's like you're saying it out loud and you see them giving you that look. Like, you are so
And then you go, but no, really.
It really did happen.
Really.
Yeah, all right. But deep down, you know what you experienced was real. So here's what went down. My girlfriend Molly and I had a rough patch. A couple days later, I decided to stop by her parents' house to apologize and hopefully smooth things over. Molly was staying there with our daughter for a few days to cool off. By the way, we're totally fine now. When I got there, Molly was already asleep down the hall with her one-year-old, so I ended up sitting in the living room chatting with her mom and her mom's boyfriend. After about 15 minutes of small talk, they decided to head out for the evening. I figured I'd just wait for Molly to wake up and maybe we could talk things through. So the house is two stories with a finished basement. The basement stairs are just off the dining room, and the living room where I was on the couch is right next to that. The whole setup is open enough that if anything happens in the basement, you're going to hear it. So there I was, sitting on the couch, watching something on TV, trying not to overthink everything, and then I heard it. Footsteps coming up the basement steps. I muted the TV, thinking maybe one of Molly's sisters had come home, so I yelled for them. Instead, I heard the footsteps stop, like whoever was there had reached the top of the stairs and then stopped, and then slowly went back down. And then it all stopped. So that in itself was creepy enough. I went and peeked down the staircase. There was nobody there, no movement. I stood there for a second thinking, maybe I should go check it out, and I even took a step down, but something in me said, don't. I don't know if it was fear or instinct, but I backed up and decided to check on Molly and the baby instead. So they were both sound asleep. Still, I was rattled, and I peeked out the dining room window to see if maybe one of the dogs had snuck inside and gone downstairs. Nope, both dogs were out in the backyard. I knew it wasn't Molly's mom or her boyfriend because I literally watched them walk out the front door. Couldn't have been the sisters. They were both in Florida with their dad for the week. That fact wouldn't fully click with me until later. For a while, I just convinced myself I misheard something. Maybe the house was settling. Maybe I was on edge from the emotional mess I was in. I sat back down on the couch, forced myself to watch more TV. 40 minutes go by, and then it happened again. The same sound, footsteps, heavy ones, climbing the stairs from the basement. I muted the TV again, and this time I didn't even bother calling out names. I just sat there. Because something felt really off, and the footsteps stopped right at the top of the stairs. I didn't turn around. I just sat there, and then a realization hit me like a gut punch, because that's when it hit me that Molly's sisters were not there. They were in a different state. So the whole time, I guess he was like, just, oh, it must be them. And then it's like, shit, they're in Florida. They're not even kind of here.
I've had that happen before.
So whatever.
It just dawns on you.
Yeah. Like the first time, it's like, oh, maybe they came home and I didn't know it. And it's like, no, they couldn't have come home.
Right.
So whatever had come up those stairs twice wasn't anyone I knew. Then the thing, whatever it was, stomped back down the steps. This time it felt loud and angry, like it wanted me to know it was pissed off. Something down there slammed the basement door hard. It shook the wall behind me, made the mirror rattle like it was going to fall off. So I didn't stick around for round three. I grabbed my stuff, took off out the front door. I didn't even stop to put my shoes on. I texted Molly from the driveway, letting her know I was leaving and that we'd talk later. And that was that. I've replayed that night in my head a dozen times. Every creak, every stomp, every chill. I even tried rationalizing it again afterward. Could it have been old pipes? Some kind of weird animal in the walls? But I heard footsteps, and I felt a presence, and when it got angry, it let me know. I still don't know what's down in that basement. Maybe it's always been there. Maybe it didn't like that I was in the house while Molly and I were in a bad place. Maybe it was trying to scare me off. And if that was the goal, mission accomplished. I haven't been back to the house since. Molly says everything's been normal, but she admits the basement has always felt off. Her mom says it's just drafty down there, but honestly, I don't buy it. Whatever that thing was, it wasn't just footsteps. It felt like it was watching and waiting, and when it couldn't get what it wanted, it got angry. Jason. So I'm surprised he ran out and left his wife and daughter in there.
I thought the same thing.
Because I wonder, like, if he was just so scared, I just took off. And it's like, they're sound asleep.
You know, well, and maybe he thought it doesn't seem to have ever affected them. Like, they live here and nobody's ever said anything. So maybe he just thought it was him that it was mad at and not them.
Yeah. Because that is one of his rationalizations. Like, maybe it was mad because he and his girlfriend or wife, I'm not sure, weren't in a good place, and it was more protecting her.
I don't,
like, getting,
you know,
him out.
This is what's kind of interesting to me, is because if he had to have really thought this was paranormal in his, you know, gut, because he would not have left them if he thought in any way, shape, or form someone who wasn't supposed to be in the house was in the house. Like, yeah, if you thought there was an intruder in the house, no way you run out and leave Molly. And I think it was, he said, his daughter. There. So that would not have happened. That's what makes me think he truly thought this was paranormal.
But I get, like, trying to debunk it while you're sitting there and telling yourself you didn't hear what you just heard.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're just sitting there watching TV. No big deal. And then you hear something like that. It's like, oh, who's coming up the stairs?
Right.
That's why, you know, things like that are so strange, because you just hear it.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there watching TV.
Is like, no, nothing's wrong. It's just drafty. But it's not drafty if you hear footsteps. That's something completely different. Maybe in some weird way a door can slam because of a draft. But you can't go with the footsteps. And twice, not once.
Yeah.
Twice. Gets to the top of the steps and then goes back down. And the second time stomped back down. You know, I hate to say this, but I think I'd have had to go look.
But he did, and then something was like, don't go down, and he listened to his gut.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's very strange.
Oh. Yeah. You know, and we always say listen to your gut. You know.
And he did.
Mm-hmm.
But he also left his family there.
Well, he must not have felt like they were in trouble. That's all I can say.
Or he was just so scared shitless. He might not have even thought about it. It was like, save yourself. I've got to get out of here.
I just don't think he would have had he thought they were in trouble. And I think a follow-up is in order here. And by a follow-up, I mean a little chat with the people that live there regularly.
Exactly.
And if the sisters have ever had anything happen, if Molly, she says she's felt it's off, that she has a creepy feeling about it. But that doesn't sound to me like anything has particularly happened.
Well, and the mom's like, it's a drafty basement.
Right. Mom's just totally, not going to have any of it. But I do think, that it might be worth talking to the sisters and ask Molly, okay, it creeps you out, but has anything happened? Is there anything up that we should know about?
Yeah.
But I also want to say that's awesome that you were going over there to make amends and sort it out. And
so I don't know what he heard, but I think he heard something.
I do too.
Let's go to this caller.
Hello, my name is Summer, and I used to live with a ghost, and we tolerated each other fairly well. I called it Henry, so I don't know if it was a girl or a boy, but we assumed it was male because of what he got up to. But I have two stories about him that I'd like to share. One is that we lived at that time in a townhouse, and the little half bathroom was accessible from the living room. And I had just come home, and I had put my stuff down and gone into the restroom because, I'd been on the road and I was desperate. So I go in, I didn't close the door, I was the only one home, and I'm sitting, and when I'm sitting, I can see out into my living room from where I am, and I'm doing my business. And at the end of my couch at that time, I had a little water cooler that my daughter had given me, the kind that, you put collagen water on it and it dispenses water. Well, as I'm sitting there, I saw the water lever to get cold water push in, and water started coming out. And of course, there's no cup under it. And so I started yelling. I couldn't get up. I was in the middle of stuff. And so I started yelling, Henry, stop it, stop it. You're getting the towels all wet. And it kept going and kept going. And so when I could, I went out there. And as soon as I stepped into the living room, it stopped. And I had such a mess to clean up. So that kind of put us, on bad terms, because that upset me a lot. And I thought that was rude. Then the other story that I want to tell you, I collect llama figurines and llama and alpaca figurines. And some of them are more special than others. And I have one that is hand-blown glass, and it's got 24-karat gold trim on it. And it was pretty expensive and really pretty. And I had it up on a shelf. And for many days in a row, this particular llama, the expensive one, would come flying off that shelf. Now, fortunately, we had a carpeted floor, And so it didn't break ever, but it went literally straight out from the shelf and then dropped on the floor. It did not just slide off the edge of the shelf. So I knew it was just Henry. So I told him to stop it many times and he did not. So one time I got really angry and I'm like, okay, Henry, if you don't stop playing with this llama, I'm going to call a priest and we're going to have an exorcism and you'll be out of here. So either you stop playing with that llama because that's expensive or you're out. And I told him, I picked up a little stuffed llama that I had on a bench there. And I said, play with something like this. You can play with this as much as you want to, but do not play with that glass one. And I was yelling at him. I was really mad. And so a couple days later, I'm sitting there on the couch, and that little stuffed llama that sat on the bench by the door jumped up, spun around, and landed back on the bench. And I was so proud of him. I'm like, yay, Henry, you did the right thing. That's the one you can play with. Thank you so much. So that's my story. We've moved now. So, and now I have a grandson named Henry. So I guess if I get a ghost again, I'm going to have to call him something different. But anyway, that's my story. Hope you find it somewhat amusing. Thanks.
So I always have a little soft spot and or terrified spot, I don't know, somewhere in between, when someone right. says they had a ghost named Henry because we had a ghost named Henry.
We had a ghost named Henry.
Yeah, it's always like, oh, ah, at the same time. It's like terrifying and, oh, yeah, Henry. But I love the threat of an exorcism.
Yeah.
To whip him into shape. It's like, you're going to quit messing with my stuff or you might just get banished forever.
Well, it's kind of like the mom approach
oh, very to a much, spirit. Isn't it?
Like, do I have to get the sage out?
You know, do I have to salt the windows? Because I will.
I will.
Don't and, make me. You know,
don't make me come down there. Don't make me do it. So I think that's possible. You know, I was reading something about poltergeists a while back, and it said that, you know, some people believe that a poltergeist is not really a spirit. It's the manifestation of energy by a person that actually they like can move things and do things. And if you mismanage it, these energies, it can result in things like, I suppose, the water lever going up or your keys disappearing. And then reappearing or whatever, that it's that we actually have, that certain people have control over kind of the old Kreskin thing, right? The ability to move things, change things, alter things, but we can't control it very well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing that out. So if it's that kind of spirit thing where it seems to be things that aren't controlled or whatever, is it the possibility that someone in the house actually has this ability, but they don't have control of it.
Hmm. Yeah. I definitely would not be okay with anything turning. Like, it's one thing if your kitchen sink gets turned on.
Right.
It's different when it's your Culligan water thing. Cause
oh man,
you often don't have the sink right underneath there, the water can go into it'll fill up the little
right thing. I mean, yeah, and you know, that's why we look at these, you know, the idea of a poltergeist as being this super mischievous kind of thing that's mm-hmm. doing this stuff that's very annoying. But what if we take that different look at it and say, is it somebody that actually has really strong abilities, just not a control over them, and doesn't even know they have it?
Mm. Do you think, though, it, because, like, it does sound like it was like, hey, I'm taking the exorcism seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be better. It kind of felt like that.
It kind of felt like that, yeah. And so maybe, but I just thought I'd throw the other thing out, too.
And I do think it's funny. She now has a grandson named Henry. Like, is that her child had the child named Henry? Because I'd have a hard time going, my mom has a ghost she calls Henry. That's a great name. I think.
But I do think Henry is an adorable name. I really do like that name. So I'm good with that.
But it can't be too terrifying if the grandchild was named the same.
It seems more annoying than terrifying.
Yeah, definitely annoying, especially with the water thing.
Yeah.
I would not be okay with that. It's like, don't get to do that.
There are things that are just, you know, or when you're really in a hurry, there's an important thing and you can't find the keys.
That pisses me off.
That is so upsetting.
Yeah, that's not right. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You could have no commercials, advance episodes, and access to thousands of episodes in the archive if you become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts, patreon.com/realghoststories, or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you so much for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time.
For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go
big time
on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold.
Switch to Progressive and you could save
big time
for water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi. SI.org.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.